There are several issues that will be discussed during the intersectional meeting, because this is a preparation meeting. The intersectionals are basically a preparatory meeting preparing for the plenary that will be held in December or November this year. So in this regard, the issues that will be discussed include the reforms within the Kimberley process. As you may be aware, there is an ad hoc committee on reform that has already been working on proposed reforms within the Kimberley process. Let me just give you an example of one of the reforms, which is the fact that the Kimberley process at the moment does not have an administrative office or a secretariat, if you may want to call it. So this is an issue that is at the top of the agenda for the intersectional, the establishment of an office, where it will be established, under what mechanism, and so forth and so on. And then secondly, one of the key reforms that we as civil society has been advocating for is the inclusion of human rights language in the KP document. And that is, we are very strong on, and we are actually pushing for it, and this is what we expect the Kimberley process to take on. I should mention that there has been a lot of discussions within the Kimberley process about the inclusion of human rights. In this respect, people will be asking whether those diamonds mined from areas where there is violence, areas where people may have been beaten up and stuff like that, whether those diamonds constitute conflict diamonds. And that we actually and strongly feel should actually be included. Then there are several other reforms within the Kimberley process that we are advocating for as civil society. For example, the issue of transparency and accountability. For example, the issue of transparency related to the dissemination of information to the general public from the Kimberley process itself. So we are actually saying the KP itself is not very transparent, because not all information that is generated, for example, the reports that are submitted by countries to the KP, they are not made public. These are reports about statistics of exports, statistics about where those diamonds would have been sold, statistics about certificates and stuff like that. So that's the kind of information and reform that we would want the KP to take off. And in addition, maybe if I may add, the aspect of the equality of members of the KP and civil society, we are saying there's need for government to respect the role of civil society. And also the other aspect is about the decision-making process within the KP. So there are several strands of issues that will be discussed in Washington. I know a lot of people also are hesitant to discuss the issue of human rights.
Earlier on, we spoke with Mines Minister Obed Mpofu, who says Zimbabwe will not support this human rights notion that you are trying to have introduced into the KPCS. Would you support his stance?
We do not support that stance. What we support is the inclusion of human rights language in the KP document. If you look at the KP, time has evolved. Things have changed from when the KP was started, way back 1990s, when we used to have those wars, those rebel movements in Angola, in DRC, and other Sierra Leone, and so forth and so on. And these were basically rebel movements. But now, if you look at some of the violations or some of the conflicts, the nature of conflict has changed. It has changed to such an extent that we have state-sponsored people or state-sponsored agents beating up people and then committing human rights violations in the diamond supply chain. And these actually, in order for us to have clean diamonds, we should actually have some language in the KP document that recognizes that, so that at least we protect the people from where mining is taking place. We need clean diamonds. That is what the KP is about. And that those are the kind of demands from civil society. And we are not saying the problem with some governments is whenever people talk about human rights, they become too hesitant. They become too nervous. And we are saying no one will be hurt if you respect the rights of people. So that's our position as civil society. We strongly feel there's need to include human rights language.